country I was warned about most, but the one I wish I didn't have to leave so soon. The people who told me not to visit are the ones that have never met the real you. On the news, we just see the scary men, not the ones that dance in the park and turn twirling into a competitive sport, or the fathers that love their sons more than a thumbs up in the family group chat. We just see women in hijab. We don't see the fighters, the cyclists, or the generation of mothers teaching their daughters to demand more. Ireland puts you on the do not travel list. Maybe so we don't see that a country under 50 years of sanctions has an incredible metro, and all we have for our GDP per capita leading economy is a mini train that stops at red lights. You've shown me that what we see on the news is a low-light reel of government decisions. It's not a reflection on the beauty of the land and people. You're a country of people that stop to give you tea, refill your bottles with ice water on the move, and empty their trees to fill your bags with fruit. Where the entrance to every house lets you know how many smiling faces to expect inside, and where you don't have to put the kettle on because it's always ready to go. I learned to trust your people. When someone says to follow them, you do, because sometimes you end up getting a tour of their workshop, and other times you end up sleeping in their hookah bar. When they heard I was going to Afghanistan, they gave me free boxing lessons so I'd be ready to fight off the Taliban. Stopping for a moment to record the camels results in a meet and greet with the town's children, or the tenth selfie you've been in that day. Some nights I spent in the city, others were camping halfway up the tallest mountain in the Middle East, eating proper baked beans for the first time in months and waking up to shepherds at 5 a.m. But I didn't have to cross the mountains alone. Sometimes with trucks, sometimes tractors, and sometimes even mopeds, we crossed the country together. Your weather was everything from hailstorms to heatstrokes, but I wore trousers through it all to respect your rules about covering up. Your roads are a bowling alley with the bumpers down, and I just hoped I didn't become the pins. But you blessed every traffic jam I had to squeeze through, and your trucks were busy doubling it and giving it to the next person. Your signs speak in SpongeBob meme text, experiment with serifed speed signs, and optimistically suggest there'll be a tree next to the picnic bench in the middle of the desert. My Garmin didn't understand your language, and neither did I, but some translated conversation showed me how creative and resilient your people are. Foreign brands are cut off, so you make your own Coke, Fanta, KFC, and Heinz ketchup, and there's nothing copyright laws are going to do to stop it. The internet is locked down, but a few SIM card and VPN tricks later and everyone's back online like nothing ever happened. It was far from touristy, but you never know when you'll meet an Irish lad in a supermarket dungeon toilet or a Korean guy walking home from Istanbul. To be honest though, it's the strongest sense of unfairness I've felt so far, that it only took a few weeks and a trip to the embassy for me to get a visa, but your people could spend a lifetime trying and failing to get out. Where I become a multimillionaire overnight, but some of the smartest and hardest working people I've ever seen make a few euro a day. I hope the optimism they have for the future is correct, and it won't be long until everything improves. Until then, thank you for the last month, keep pushing for more, and I can't wait to meet again.